brachas hari'iyah. If somebody sees something unusual, then he makes a bracha also. So alazikim valazvois. Zikim is a falling star, and zvois is an earthquake, if an experience of an earthquake. Alazvokim is lightning, alazvokim is thunder, alazruchas, we're talking about the abnormally strong wind, the hurricane, tornado. Oima bol shekoichoi moli olam. And all these he says, moli olam, bol shekoichoi v'rosa moli olam. And arminig, which Mishabur brings, this is Shem Achreidim, is, as we know, that on thunder we make shekoichoi v'rosa moli olam. Once again, yeah, thunder. And on lightning we say, oh, you say ma'aseh bereishis. The truth is that if you say one of the two on both of them, it's also acceptable, but that's the meaning of the way we do it. If somebody heard saw lightning and immediately afterwards heard the thunder before he had a chance to make the bracha, then he should just make one bracha on both of them. If he saw the lightning and made Oysamaisa Bereishis and afterwards he heard the thunder, then he would make a separate bracha on the thunder. Shekoichoi v'rosa moli olam. Yeah. Al ha'horim v'al ha'gvois v'al ha'yam v'al ha'horim v'al ha'gvois v'al ha'yam v'al ha'gvois. If a person sees a mountain which is not the standard mountain, very high mountain, or he sees a very big canyon, or a very big an ocean, or a very large river like the Nile, Euphrates, these rivers, Mississippi, whatever it is, a very large river, then, and he sees a desert, he says, oh, he's a mighty gracious. The person sees Yamagodl, he makes a special bracha, also as Yamagodl. And the discussion of the Poskim, what is it referring to? The Mechaber brings down that it's referring to the Mediterranean, he says Yamagodl. The Mishabur brings down, Poskim would say that the Mediterranean is not the considered Yamagodl. So according to the Mishabur, if one sees the Mediterranean, would just say, oh, it's a mighty voracious. If he sees the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, then he would say, oh, it's a Yamagodl. Now, all this is Bizman Shuray, he said, Elifrokim. You make this only if you see it from time to time, which the halacha is like this. The bracha and all these things that you make in the bracha a specific object, like the mountains and the oceans and desert, etc., it's once in 30 days. If you didn't see it for 30 days, then you would make the bracha again. But if you're constantly seeing it, you don't make the bracha. As far as thunder and lightning, every time you're making a bracha, a different thunder and a different lightning. So that every day, you would make another bracha. In other words, if let's say Monday, you would make a bracha on thunder and lightning, and then Tuesday, there would be thunder and lightning again, you would make the bracha again. Also, if the sky cleared up completely, and then suddenly, later in the day, clouds came back and it rained again, and there was thunder and lightning, also one would make another bracha on the thunder and lightning. Lakshomim v'al psuas tovus. And the rains, we're talking about now, the rains that he has a field that needs the rain, and he's waiting for the rain, and suddenly the rain came, then he makes, or al psuas tovus, that he has good news, he makes a tovah meitiv. This is talking about both situations, is that both he's being nana and somebody else is being nana together with him. So in the case of the person who has a field, it's talking about that he owns a field together with somebody else. And the good tidings is also in a situation where the family is having an offer. Somebody, his wife gave birth to a son, make a hatayva make this, because the whole family has an offer. Al Shmuel's right, I'm about dynamics. If he hears something bad, then he would make it about dynamics. That's what one would make by the Tefira. If one is there at the time that the person dies, he can make it right away. Otherwise, he usually waits for the body.